Welcome to City Harvest Sermon Podcast. Coming up is a word from Pastor Kong Hee.
Well, let's go to Matthew 27. I want to read to you the Easter message, the scripture for the Easter message. Matthew 27, verse 39. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who destroyed the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" On the first Good Friday, 2,000 years ago, they nailed Jesus and lifted him up high up on the cross. His body was bruised and wounded. He was in great pain and agony. It was a bloody mess. By this time, practically all his disciples had already forsaken him. All his enemies were mocking at him. The chief priests, the elders and the scribes. They said, "Jesus, you claim to save others, yet you cannot save yourself. You claim to have all power and authority, and yet you couldn't come down from the cross. If you are truly the Son of God, why don't you get down now and we will all believe in you?" You know, when I first read of how the enemies mock at Jesus Christ, I was very upset. I said, "Jesus, why didn't you get down from the cross? Jesus, you have all power. If you would have just gotten down, you would have shocked your enemies and proved all your critics wrong. Jesus, if you would just get down from that cross, everybody would immediately know you are truly the Son of the living God." But Jesus stayed on the cross that day and didn't get down. Even when his enemies were laughing at him, they spat in his face. Jesus suffered all the mockery and shame, like a lamb led to the slaughter who's silent and did not open his mouth. Then Jesus yielded up his spirit, dropped his head, and died. You know, about 20 years ago, my pastor and spiritual father, Dr. David Yonggi Cho, he shared a true story of what happened in Korea. During the very cold and harsh winter of the Korean War, when hundreds and thousands of refugees were escaping from the north to the south, snow blizzards and high winds were sweeping across the land. There was an American missionary couple that were escaping for their lives in a jeep. As they came near a bridge, suddenly the wife of the missionary, he stretched her feet across the husband's side and stepped on the brakes. The husband said, "Dear, what are you doing? We are escaping for our lives. We cannot stop the car right now." The wife said, "I hear the sound of a baby crying somewhere underneath the bridge. In this freezing cold weather, no one would survive. We got to do something to help the baby." The husband said, "Dear, listen, the enemies are going to catch up on us. We got to escape. We cannot stop." The wife got very angry and said, "I demand that you stop the car right now." So they stopped the car, and both of them got out and walked around the bridge. They came underneath it while hundreds of refugees were running above. Right underneath, they saw something shocking. They saw a body that was motionless. They drew near and realized that it was a young mother, and she had a baby that couldn't be more than a day old in her bosom, a newborn baby. As they drew near, they realized that this young woman had already frozen to death. Just a day earlier, you see, she was 9 months pregnant, and she was escaping with the rest of the refugees. But midway through the journey, she went into labor, and there was no one to help her, and there was no place for her to deliver this baby. So she went underneath the bridge and on her own gave birth to her child. But in that icy cold weather, no infant would survive. So to keep him warm, this young mother stripped herself of all her clothes, including her undergarment, to wrap around her baby, to keep him warm. You see, she gave her life to the child. When the missionaries saw this dead woman, they took the baby out of her bosom, wrapped her in a warm blanket, and buried her right underneath that bridge. They took the child and legally adopted him and brought him back with them to America. Many years later, this baby had grown up to be a fine young man and graduated from university. So one day, he came to the adoptive parents, say, "Mom, Dad, thank you so much for all your years of love and care for raising me up. But look, both of you are white Caucasians, and I'm an Asian from the East. Could you please tell me, how did you come to find me and adopt me?" Well, the parents said, "We've been waiting for many years for you to ask this question, to tell you your story. You see, many years ago, during the Korean War, we were escaping from enemy fire. Your mother gave birth to you underneath the bridge. She gave her life so that you could live. To protect you from the freezing cold, your mother stripped herself naked of all her clothes to cover you, to keep you warm. To save you, she sacrificed her life so that you could live. We found you with your mother underneath a bridge, and that was how we have come to adopt you." At this moment, the young man started weeping, said, "Mom, Dad, will you please take me back to where you first found me?" So during that cold winter, they flew all the way back to Korea, and when they came to the exact spot, there was no longer a bridge, and in its place was a beautiful expressway. The couple said to the young man, "Son, it was right here where we first found you." At that moment, this young man took out all his clothes, including his undergarments, and neatly laid them on the ground. He started weeping, started crying. And he said, "Mother, it must have been freezing cold that day when you gave birth to me. Mother, you could have forsaken me and saved your own life. Who commanded you to die in my place? Why did you sacrifice your life for me? Why did you willingly give up your life for me? Mother, how could your love for me be so great? Mother, because of your death, I am alive. Please wear all my clothes and rest in peace." Now, why did this young mother sacrifice her life for her baby? Was she forced to do that by her country? Was she ordered by the soldiers to do that, or by commanded by the police? No one made her do it. She did it because of her love for her own child. For the life of her boy, she willingly stripped herself naked to cover him, to keep him warm. She sacrificed her life for him. You see, you understand, this mother had to die in order for her baby to live. What she had was a great, great, immense, selfless, unconditional love. When I heard this story from my pastor, Dr. Cho, I was so moved, I started to worship God. And immediately I understood why Jesus couldn't come down from the cross. While his enemies were mocking him and saying, "Jesus, you claim to save others, and yet you can't save yourself. You claim to have all power and authority to work miracles, and yet you couldn't come down. Jesus, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross, and we will all believe in you." But in order to save us, Jesus didn't come down. He couldn't come down. He had to die so that you and I could live. His heart was burning with a passionate love for us. He stripped off his glory to cover us with his robe of righteousness. Jesus sacrificed his life so that we can have eternal life. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God a big praise. Those of you that are watching online, Jesus died so that you could live. You know, what is the cross? People always ask me, what is the cross, Pastor? The cross is really a minus that has become a plus. Because of Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Jesus has taken all the minuses of our lives and turned them into pluses. Number one, Jesus stayed on the cross to save or to forgive our sins. To forgive us of our sins. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That the wages of sin is death. Sin is every form of pride and rebellion and wickedness of heart. Sin is every form of selfishness and greed. Sin is all forms of immoral and lustful cravings in our lives. The Bible says there is none righteous, not one. There is no one who does good. No, not one. Every one of us have sinned and rejected God. Psalms 58 verse 3 is an amazing verse. It says that the wicked go astray from the womb, speaking lies. You know what this tells us? Ever since the moment we are in our mother's womb, nobody has to teach us how to sin. We are all born in sin. We are all born liars. We are all born wicked. You know, we have lost our temper. We couldn't control our anger. We have thought evil thoughts in our minds. We have been rebellious to our parents. We have been unfaithful in our marriages, in our relationships. I mean, every single one of us, in the pursuit of our own ambition, our work, our career, we've been selfish. We thought of ourselves first. We've been proud. We've been arrogant. We have shaken our fists in the face of God and said, if not with our words, at least in our hearts and our thoughts, God, I don't need you. Leave me alone. You know what, friends? Just like the people who stood by the cross, mocking at Jesus, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross and we will believe. But Jesus didn't come down. He couldn't come down. If he did, our sins will never be forgiven. There on the cross, Jesus Christ took the full punishment of all our sins, the big sins, the little sins, the sins that nobody knew. He shed his blood to wash them all away. So that even when we sinners wave our fists at him, Jesus spread out his arms of love and wrapped them around us so that we could spend eternity with him in his presence. And here is the good news of Easter. Oh, go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, you want to clap? Let's give the Lord a big clap. He deserves all the praise. This is the good news of Easter. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Number two, Jesus stayed on the cross to heal our sicknesses. Those of you that are sick, there's hope for you. 20% of all the stories in the four Gospels have to do with Jesus healing the sick, healing the sick, healing the sick. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 is one of my favorite verses. It says that on the cross, he himself took our infirmities and bore all our sicknesses. All of us will have to die someday. Every one of us sitting here. One day we'll have to die. But we don't have to die before our time. The average lifespan of a Singaporean should be 80, 90, 100 years. We don't have to die at 30 years old because of cancer. We don't have to die at 50 years old because of a stroke. Friends, if you have cancer this afternoon, those of you that are watching, if you got a heart disease, if you are suffering from a stroke or recovering from a stroke, If you have asthma, eczema, whatever sickness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that this afternoon God will heal you and the sickness will be cast off from your body. You rise and be healed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Go ahead and praise God. Some of you remember Thomas the Chef. 11 years ago, I got him to come and share his testimony. Thomas was diagnosed with multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis, a very rare form of TB. Every year, less than 5 people in Singapore have this MDR-TB. 6 months after he was diagnosed with this, he had a severe heart attack. So he was admitted to the ICCU in the hospital, I believe it was Tan Tock Seng Hospital, fighting for his life. Now, until that time, I have never heard of an ICCU. I heard of ICU, but I never heard of an ICCU. When I went to visit him, he was dying. The nurses was waiting for him to expire because they were just monitoring all the instruments. He had tubes coming out of him. But we prayed. I was there to pray for him. His cell group was praying. And in the name of Jesus, we command the sickness to go and for the life to come. God did an almost instant miracle. Within a few hours, he got up. Within 4 days, he was discharged from the hospital and he was alive. He came back to church and shared the goodness of God. But when you go through something like an MDR-TB, I talked to the doctors. They said that your physical constitution is affected. You become weak. And later on in life, sometimes your body will break down. So in 2019, he was having a problem with his eyes. His right eye lost 50% of his vision. His left eye, 30% of his vision. He was rapidly becoming blind. Couldn't work anymore. He couldn't see. He was a chef. He couldn't see and he couldn't work. So on October 2019, we were having our 30th anniversary celebration. I was preaching in church for the first time in 2.5 years since I was away. In that service, the Holy Spirit encouraged him. He said, Thomas, I have healed you before of a certain death. I can heal you again of the blindness. At the end of the service, I got everyone that's sick to stand up. I said, those of you that have problem seeing, you're going blind or you have blindness, put your hands on your eyes and we're going to pray for healing. So he put his hands on his eyes and we prayed as a church. And I prayed from the stage. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, sickness go and blindness be healed. After the service, something amazing happened. He felt his eyesight begin to clear. Now that was a Sunday morning. The next day, he was scheduled for his medical checkup in the hospital. He went, and to the shock and surprise of everybody, his eyesight was totally perfect. 6/6 or 20/20 vision. They checked his entire body. Every organ was in perfect condition. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Jesus healed him. Oh, go ahead and give God praise. Come on, you want to clap? Let's give the Lord a big clap. Hallelujah. Jesus healed him. And I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is here to heal you. Those of you watching online, Jesus is in your room right now, closer to you than your very breath. And he wants to heal you. Right there on the cross, his enemies were mocking him. If you are the Son of God, come down. But Jesus couldn't. He couldn't. He thought to himself, if I get down, my people will never receive their healing. I have to stay on the cross so that by my stripes, they are healed. Friends, yes, we will have to die someday, but we don't have to die before our time. We can live a fruitful life, a happy life, and serve the purpose of God for our existence. Come on, let's give God a big hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 3. Jesus stayed on the cross to free us from every curse. To free us from every curse. What is a curse? A curse is a failure. A failure. Without God, we are all cursed. And we are all under the oppression of Satan, of the devil. But Jesus says in John chapter 12, if I am lifted up, then Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And friends, I'm here to declare to you that the devil cannot go beyond the cross. Because of the cross, he is totally defeated. The exact word the Bible says is that devil, Satan, has been rendered powerless. Jesus has rendered him powerless. Two of our longtime members in our church are Martin and Pauline. They've been in church for 26 years. That's pretty long. This is our 32nd year, so they've been around for a long time. Martin and Pauline were married at 22. As a young couple, they were pretty wild. Every weekend, they were getting drunk. They were in the pubs, they're in KTVs. And, you know, they lived the high life, the wild life. They came from a wealthy family. So they were living it up. Martin had serious anger issues, which caused their marriage to be very stormy. They were constantly fighting to such an extent that they couldn't stand the sight of each other. The love has turned to hate. They weren't talking, they were shouting, and they're only thinking about one thing, that they wanted a divorce to end their misery. At the same time, Martin's family business was having a crisis. So it felt like their entire life was cursed. Failure after failure. Their business failure, marriage failure, personal failures. But one day, they were invited to come to City Harvest Church in a service just like this. Just like this one that those of you online are watching. The love of God overwhelmed their hearts. And in the presence of God, both Martin and Pauline gave their heart to Jesus Christ. They said, Jesus, we trust you with our lives. We tried to live our lives our own way, and it was one failure after another. Jesus, we give our lives to you. The moment they invited Jesus to come in, the curse of Satan was immediately broken. From that moment, their lives were totally changed. They started experiencing the blessings of God. Martin has been a chain smoker since he was 13 years old, since he was a teenager. He's been smoking. He tried many times to quit, but he couldn't. After prayer, in one day, he completely quit smoking. Now, soon after that, by the grace of God, their marriage was saved and restored. They fell in love with each other. And until today, I just saw them yesterday after service. They're still very much in love with one another. You know, their lives are so transformed, Martin's entire family became Christians and become members of our church. Come on, let's give the Lord a big clap. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and praise the Lord. Amen. Today, they have three wonderful children, and they are living in the joy of the Lord every single day. For the last 20 years, Martin and Pauline, they are cell group leaders, and they have helped countless marriages and helped people going through crisis and failures in their lives. And so here is the good news. The good news of Easter is this. If you are in Christ, you will have the blessings of God. It's not may, but it's will. In Christ Jesus, you are more than conquerors. Every morning when you wake up, you can look at the cross and say, thank God I am blessed. I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm blessed in my coming in. I'm blessed in my going out. I'm blessed because I belong to Jesus Christ. Oh, you believe that? Let's give the Lord a big clap. Hallelujah. Experts are telling us the number one cause of unhappiness in life is to be stuck in the past. To be stuck in a past anger, resentment, a past grudge. Most people have a hard time getting over resentment and shame. Let me ask you today, are you stuck in a private prison of pain? Is there a failure that caused you to experience great shame? Maybe a business failure, a failure in life, and you're living in embarrassment and shame. Is it an abusive relationship? Maybe a physical abuse, an emotional abuse, a sexual abuse. I mean, what could it be? A rejection from a father or mother at home? Is it a failed marriage or a series of failed relationships? Who are you angry with this afternoon? Who do you still have a grudge against? So many people come to me and say, Pastor Kong, I can't let go of the resentment. I can't forgive and forget. You are asking for the impossible. Precisely because of this, we need Jesus. Because humanly speaking, how can you forget a past hurt? But what is humanly impossible to man is possible to God. When we have Jesus in our lives, everything will change. You know, we are not created to live by our own power. God designed us to depend on Him. If God can raise Jesus Christ from the dead, He can raise your marriage from the dead. If He can raise Jesus from the dead, He can raise your business, your career from the dead. He can raise a broken dream that have died and been buried and resurrect it up again. And this is the good news of Easter. There is hope in Jesus Christ. There is hope in Jesus. You can live 40 days without food. You can live 3 days without water. You can live 3 minutes without air. But you cannot live a single second without hope. Because the moment you are hopeless, you're no longer living. You are merely surviving. You are an empty shell going through life. But God loves you. God is saying to you this afternoon, those of you on site, those of you watching online, those of you under the sound of my voice, God is saying to you that you matter to me, that you are valuable, that I have known you from the moment you're in your mother's womb. I have seen every breath that you have taken. I know you. The good, the bad, the ugly. And yet, I still love you. My friends, are you today being stuck and your mind being filled with fears and frustration and worries? Come to Jesus right now. Come to Him this Easter weekend. Come to Him this Saturday, today. And let His blood wash away every fear, every worry, and every frustration. And let Him fill you with new hope, with a new vision and dream. So when the people shouted at Jesus, Jesus, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross and we will believe in you. Jesus never came down because of His great love for you. He sacrificed Himself for you so that your sins can be forgiven. He sacrificed Himself so that your sickness can be healed. He sacrificed Himself so that every curse and failure can be broken. Just like the young Korean man who came to the exact burial site of his mother and was filled with a gratitude, a heart of gratitude. Today you can come before Jesus and say, Jesus, I thank you. I thank you that you died for me. I believe in you. I put my trust and my faith in you. When you put your faith in Him, let me tell you, salvation will come. The blessings will come. The healing will come. When you put your faith in Jesus, you know, the curses will be broken. All the negatives will go out of your life. The positive will come. There will be a supernatural strength in you to overcome every challenge in life. Because of the cross, your minus will become a plus. This Easter, come to Jesus. Those of you watching online, come to Jesus. This Easter, turn that minus into a plus. Let's all stand up on our feet right now. Let's just sing this song together. Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Sing again.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other.
Jesus, sing it one more time. Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above Him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
I want every eye to close and every head to bow, whether you are here on site or here online, whether you're, even if you are alone in a cafe, even if you're walking in the streets or in a bus somewhere, or you're watching with your friends in the cell group, in your home, in your family, in your bedroom, wherever you may be today, let me tell you, Jesus is closer to you than your very breath. This afternoon, He wants you to open up your heart. Jesus is only one desire. He is our Savior. God is our Creator. He created you. Why would God create you and then reject you? As a wonderful Father, He has only one desire, to bless you. Just because you are created in His image. He has nothing but one desire, to do you good, to bless you and take you to the highest heaven. While eyes are closed and heads are bowed, there are two groups of people that God wants to bless this Easter Saturday. Firstly, those of you who are in your sin, whether it's a big sin, small sin, or a secret sin, the Bible says all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But this afternoon, He wants to scrub your heart clean. On that cross, Jesus shed His blood so that every sin can be scrubbed away. And God wants to cover you with His robe of righteousness so that you'll never be condemned. You'll never stand guilty before God again. And when we are righteous in Christ, the blessings of God will begin to flow. This afternoon, if you are a sinner and you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, will you ask Him to forgive you your sin, your selfishness, your rebellion, your wickedness, all the bad habits, all the good things that you failed to do, all the bad things you have done? Will you bring everything under the blood of Jesus Christ today? While eyes are closed and heads are bowed, and you say, Pastor, please help me. It will be my greatest privilege. If you want to, I can help you. If you don't want me to, there's nothing I could do. But while eyes are closed and heads are bowed, whether you're in the first row, in the middle, in the last row, whether you're a man, a woman, a boy or a girl, whether you're watching online or here on site, when I count to three, if you say, Pastor Kong, please pray for me. I want Jesus to forgive me of all my sins. I want to invite Him into my heart. When I count to three, I want you to lift up your hand as high as you can. I'm not going to ask you to come to the front. You don't have to walk out the aisle. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do is just believe. All you need to do is say, Jesus, be my Savior. So when I count to three, I want every sinner on site and online, I want you to lift up your hand. Secondly, there are those of you here who are backsliders. Jesus loves you. Jesus has not forsaken you. Sometimes the busyness of life, we are so busy, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Many of us are busier than ever before because we are trying to make ends meet. We're trying so hard not to lose our job. We are working so hard. Some of you students are working so hard to get a head start in life. And then because of all the busyness and distraction, you're no longer close to God. You have lost the presence of God in your heart. This afternoon, if you are a backslider, will you slide back to Him? While eyes are closed and heads are bowed, you don't need to do anything. All you need to do, when I count to three, is to lift up your hands. Say, Jesus, I want to come back to You. Jesus, I don't want to be apart from You again. Come and fill me with Your presence. Fill me with Your goodness. Fill me with Your blessings. Are you ready? From the front to the back, here in the hall, and those of you online, when I count to three, I want every sinner, every backslider to lift up your hands. No one is looking. The ushers are not looking. Christians are not looking. Only God's eyes are open and Pastor Kong's eyes are open. When I count to three, you lift up your hands. I'm going to pray a miracle prayer over your life, and your life will change from this moment. Are you ready? On the count of three, every sinner, every backslider, lift up your hand as high as you can. One, two, three. Lift them up right now, wherever you are. Lift up your hands. I see your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. I see your hand, your hand. Straight up, please. I see your hand. Thank you, sir. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. Straight up. I see your hand. Straight up so I can see. Those of you online, I want you to lift up your hands wherever you are. I cannot see it, but God can see it. And it's this response of faith that's going to change your life. Who else? Just lift up your hands. Who else? Just lift. I see your hand. Thank you for waving your hand. I see your hand all the way at the back. I see your hand in the second row. I see your hand. I see your hand in the front. I see your hand in the first row. I see your hand. Many, many hands. Many, many hands since yesterday. I see another hand going up. Thank you for that hand. I want everybody, you can put down your hands. I want everybody say this prayer with me. You know, we don't have to be perfect to come to God. We just got to come to Him with sincerity of heart. Everybody say this prayer. And those of you watching online, I want you to say this out loud. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I come before You right now, just as I am, a sinner, a backslider. I give You my heart today. I don't want to lead my own life anymore.
I want You to be my leader.
To be my Savior.
To be my God.
I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a big hand right now. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you watching at home, just give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your Savior. You say, Pastor, it's such a short prayer. It's not how much work we do. It's how much grace He has. The moment you believe, immediately everything changes. You just wait and see. Immediately everything changes. I want all those that are sick in the body, I'm going to pray for you right now. If you are sick in the body, you put your hand on the part that is sick. If you got cancer, put your hands on your chest right now. If you got breast cancer, if you got lung cancer, put your hands there. If you got throat cancer, put your hands on your throat. If you got nose cancer, put your hands on your nose. If you got a tumor, put your hands on the tumor. Whether it's in the head, in the body, put your hand on the tumor right now. God can heal stomach cancer, colorectal cancer. I command you to leave the body right now. Those of you that have pancreatic cancer, cancer in the prostate, cancer in the liver, be healed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, everybody praise right now. I command that cancer to leave your body in the name of Jesus. Lymphoma, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you that have Hodgkin disease, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Doesn't matter if it's stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, Jesus can heal. Jesus can heal in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those of you that have heart disease, put your hands on your heart. Those of you that have high blood pressure, those of you that have a stroke, if you're watching at home and you're recovering from a stroke or you're suffering from a stroke, in the name of Jesus, I pray for strength to come upon your limbs. I pray for the paralysis to get out of your body right now, that you will be made whole. No more paralysis in your limbs, in your body, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you that have eyesight problem, like Thomas, you're going blind. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, blindness go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you that have hearing problem, put your hands on your ears right now. Hearing problems be healed in the name of Jesus. Ears be open in the name of Jesus. Ears be open
in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you that have asthma, eczema, be healed right now. Sugar diabetes, be healed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Rheumatoid arthritis, if you got pain in your joints, put your hands on the joints right now. I pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for the pain to go. Jesus, on the cross, you took away every infirmity and you bore every physical pain. So pain be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against every spirit of suicide. I come against every spirit of death. I come against every spirit of heaviness and depression. I pray, oh God, that spirit of heaviness go from your life right now. Go from your heart, go from your thoughts in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, we thank you. Why don't we thank the Lord? Just lift up your hearts, lift up your hands and begin to thank Him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If you believe that God can heal, just give Him a big clap today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, because of COVID and the safety measure, we cannot lay hands on you, but there's no distance in prayer. And I'm going to believe that the next time you go for your medical checkup, whether is it tomorrow, 2 weeks time, next month, whatever it is, the next time you go, we're going to believe God together. When they come back with the blood test, the cancer marker has gone down. I'm going to believe it's going down all the way to zero. No more cancer. I'm here to tell you the good news that you've been praying for Pastor Kim Hock. I just asked him just a few days ago. His cancer marker has gone all the way down. So let's just thank God for that. Hallelujah. Let's just believe God. If you believe, you see the glory of God. That's what Jesus says. Yeah? You know, and I'm going to believe the next time you go and check, the uric acid is going to be normal. The next time you go and check, the sugar level is going to be normal. We're going to believe God. We don't have to die before our time. We're going to live a healthy life for the glory of God. So Father, I bless all my friends in Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, from this day, Lord, you encourage their faith. Even for those that are here for the first time, those that are watching, you encourage them. You do a quick miracle in their lives so that they know that you are alive. And Lord, I pray when they know, they truly, truly will walk with you closer than ever before. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone say, amen. Can we give the Lord a big clap one more time? Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give you instruction. Those of you that responded in this hall, we have a free pack for you, and you can go and take it. And I have written a booklet called The Greatest Miracle. It has blessed tens of thousands of people. It will help you in your new journey of faith. At the same time, there's a special video to welcome you to our church, to explain our church to you. If you have a phone, if you can just use your QR code, and it's free download. It's free of charge. Nothing to lose, right? It's free. You can download this. And if you are here physically, we got this blue pack for you. It's available outside the table. Just take one before you go. Now, also at the same time, those of you watching, we want you to use the QR code and scan this. We have a pastor. We have a church leader that wants to reach out to you and invite you to come to church and welcome you and guide you in your new faith. So I want you to fist bump your neighbors on your left and right and say, get ready for big blessings from God.
And that's the end of this week's podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Email us at connect@chc.org.sg.